You know, first of all, I think, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with Teddy. When that happened to him and I heard about it, you know, it's something that I could relate to. I mean, I've been there, you know, hearing what I've heard about him, you know, nothing but good things. I know that he's going to attack his rehab and he'll be back in no time. But the past 24 hours, really the past 12 hours, finding out that I was going to be here, you know, it's been a little crazy.
The first Sam Bradford local interview was with this guy, my main man, Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com. They sat here in the TCO studios and welcomed Sam to the Minnesota Vikings. What'd you think?
He was very buttoned up, very formal, polite, nice, gracious with his time at what was a very busy time for him. So it was good to spend a few minutes with him as he underwent what certainly has been a flurry trying to learn this playbook. It was great to get to meet him and welcome him to Minnesota.
Can't wait to watch him play. Like the head coach said earlier in Vikings game plan, big arm, good accuracy. Sam Bradford, welcome to the Minnesota Vikings. Now, before we analyze the Vikings and Titans from a winning formula standpoint, let's offer up the DraftKings fantasy focus. Wabi, we know Adrian Peterson for the Vikings is a must-use every single week. Any other Vikings fantasy flavor today?
I think today's a good day for Kyle Rudolph.
Teddy fires over the middle, caught, touchdown Vikings!
I would imagine if you're one who has Kyle on your team, you may have another tight end. So you're going to have to check that matchup with your other tight end. But if you've got Kyle, I think he's a good matchup today. It doesn't matter who plays quarterback. A quarterback likes to use the tight end as his safety net oftentimes. And I think Kyle had a really good offseason and preseason. We saw on the play earlier in the show where Sean Hill found Kyle Rudolph deep down the middle against a very good Seattle defense. I think Kyle could be a sneaky good play this week.
Now, we know into this game there are some constants between these two teams. For instance, what happened to the Vikings last year on the road in game number one? Adrian Peterson running for the first time in a game and in 8 months, nearly to the day. How else do you analyze the winning formula for today's game?
Well, I think if you dig deeper into what happened to the Vikings week one last year at San Francisco and that disappointing debut, it was the way San Francisco was able to run the ball on the Vikings defense. And yep. So I think that's going to be a key here today. Watch how the Titans try to run the ball. They have DeMarco Murray. They have Derrick Henry. They've invested a lot into their offensive line. They're playing at home. They're going to want to control the clock. And I think the running game for the Titans is very key in this game. We've talked a lot this offseason in training camp about the Vikings needing to be better against the run. This is a defense that everybody loves with a lot of really good players. But if there is one thing you can nitpick about them, it is their run defense. And the thing about it is, if they are good against the run on those early downs, I think that's going to help them do what they have to do to take the next step, which is create more turnovers, because you get the offense into second and third and long, and that's when they're going to take more risks and you can pounce on it.